Welcome to Bewley Express Telegram. Lots of news coming out today. Where do we even begin?
Well, the situation in Gaza is certainly top of mind. The IDF confirming the elimination of Hamas battalion commander Hitham Khalil, responsible for the October 7th attacks. Pretty significant development.
Got it. And it looks like they also neutralized 10 other Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists involved in those attacks. It's a grim but necessary action given the circumstances.
Absolutely, and speaking of grim, that news about the released terrorist Ahmad Manasra, unsettling to say the least. He was involved in a stabbing attack a decade ago, and now he's free.
I know, and his lawyer's call for quiet on the matter almost suggests they're anticipating a backlash.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Hamas is trying to get off the UK terror list. Seems like a long shot, but Musa Abu Marzouk is spearheading the effort.
Interesting. Switching gears a bit. The situation in Lebanon is getting complicated. Hezbollah supposedly showing flexibility on disarmament, but the Lebanese foreign minister is linking aid to the sole control of weapons by the state.
Sounds like an ultimatum. And those reports of Israeli and Turkish officials meeting in Azerbaijan to discuss de-escalation in Syria, fascinating how they had to avoid Turkish airspace.
I see. Talk about diplomatic hurdles. And then there's Trump, claiming progress on the hostages in Gaza, calling Hamas a disgusting group. Classic Trump.
Yeah, no surprises there. But that trade war with China, 145% tariffs, that's going to have major repercussions.
Definitely. The reports of Chinese factory workers being furloughed are already coming in.
It's a mess. And to top it all off, that airman's letter controversy, turns out most signatories weren't even active pilots.
I know, right? A bit of a misnomer, I'd say.
Totally. So much happening. Anything else catch your eye?
Well, those unemployment insurance claims reported by the U.S. Office of Government Efficiency, people over 115, and even unborn children claiming benefits, something doesn't add up.
Sounds like a bureaucratic nightmare. Definitely warrants further investigation.
Agreed. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Ebali Express, Telegram. We'll be back soon with more updates. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.